last couple weeks, we've broken down my five favorite offensive and defensive plays of the 2014 season for the Vikings. Let's not forget about special teams. I have five of my favorite special teams plays queued up and ready to break down. Let's take a look at them right now. The first one you'll remember is a blocked punt returned for a touchdown against the Carolina Panthers, a playoff team from this season. The Vikings did it twice to the Panthers. This one comes with the Vikings' base defense on the field. You see right here, Jasper Brinkley gets in, blocks it. Everson Griffin picks it up, and no one is catching Everson Griffin. He races to the end zone for a touchdown. Right here from the end zone view, you can get a look. Brian Robinson, Jasper Brinkley, Tom Johnson, Everson, Anthony Barr, Shamar Stephen, Chad Greenway, Robert Blanton. This is the Vikings' base defense because the Panthers are at midfield. So this is an area where you have to watch out for a fake, and the Vikings did that in this play, but they still got a punt blocked. Another reason I love this play is because the Panthers are prepared to pin the Vikings back deep inside their own territory, punting from midfield. As you see, Carolina punter Brian Nortman get the snap here. He's dropping it Aussie style. You can see the vertical drop right there, the way the ball is oriented. He's going to try and pin the Vikings inside the 10, but Jasper Brinkley denies it, and Everson Griffin picks it up. How about this right here? Brian Robinson, the peel-back block on tight end Ed Dixon. Maybe not material to the touchdown, but it shows you a Vikings team that's playing hard all the way to the end of the play. All right, the second play we're going to point out. This is a big-time hit by Michael Mauddy, and it's really fun for the special teams group to set a tempo for a game, to energize the bench, to try and turn momentum. That's what Michael Mauddy does on this play. But a few other things to take into account here. Jeff Locke showing a little bit of athleticism, having to leave his feet to haul in this snap, does a good job of catching the football, collecting himself, and getting off a great punt, a booming punt. This is actually a 59-yard punt by Jeff Locke with plenty of hang time. It's rare to get a punt that deep with this kind of hang time where guys can get down the field and be in a position to make a tackle, but Jeff Locke does that here. Great hang time, great distance. Now, Trindon Holliday, who's one of the better returners in the NFL, gets a little bit of an edge here, but that's where Michael Mauddy is going to fly in. Here's Mr. Mauddy right here. Here is Trindon Holliday right here, and they are going to meet, and you tell me who gets the better end of this collision. I'm taking Mauddy. Big-time hit by Michael Mauddy, and he gets pumped. The bench loves it, and the game continues. The Vikings wind up winning this game in overtime. Another close game played in the Florida Sun was against the Miami Dolphins. Now, we came out on the wrong end of this one. We lost this game, but had the Vikings won the game, this would have been a key play. You see the Vikings kick coverage unit gets down there, a fumble happens, and the Vikings recover it. But this is why I love this play from the Vikings. The Vikings went for and converted a two-point conversion before this kickoff, but after the play, there was a personal foul on the Miami Dolphins. And that's why you see Blair Walsh kicking off right here from the 50-yard line. I love the Vikings' strategy on this play. Rather than having Walsh boom it through the end zone and give the Miami Dolphins possession on the 20, you see right here, Walsh lofts it perfectly. It's taken at the goal line. And by the time Jarvis Landry fields it and starts moving upfield, the Vikings are already inside the 20, ready to converge on Jarvis Landry. And that's why they're able to recover this fumble once it hits the ground. The Vikings get a possession. Matt Asiata scored in the very next play. Okay, two more to go. The other blocked punt returned for a touchdown against the Carolina Panthers. This time it came from Adam Thielen. We'll show it in regular motion right here. You can see Adam Thielen, middle of the field, gets through, blocks it, scoops it up, gets to the end zone and scores. Jasper Brinkley throwing a couple of blocks. Here's the end zone view, and Mr. Thielen is right here. You love to see a guy like Adam Thielen do so well for the Vikings. That's why I have this play on there. Beyond it being just a touchdown, which the Vikings, by the way, have the most special teams touchdowns in the NFL since Mike Prefer has joined our team. I don't love it just because it's a touchdown. I love it because it's Adam Thielen. This is his first career touchdown. The Vikings find a flaw in the Panthers' blocking scheme. They expose it, and Adam Thielen's a one-man band makes it happen. Vikings get into the end zone. Now, my favorite special teams play of the season came at Soldier Field. We're going to give you the end zone view so you get a better look at it. Now, this did not result in a touchdown, but it came pretty close. Andrew Sendejo and Adam Thielen teaming up on a fake punt. Once again, the ball you can see is right here. It's at the 45-yard line, so it's near midfield. As I explained earlier, when you're near midfield, that's a great opportunity for a fake. The Vikings take advantage of that here. It's 4th and 2, near midfield. Vikings get the look they want from the Chicago Bears. Direct snap to Adam Thielen. right here, and you're going to see Sendejo come, and there's an inside handoff. Sendejo will try and get around the left side. You're going to see Rhett Ellison is going to pull and serve as a lead blocker. You're going to see a double team right here on the tackle to give Andrew Sendejo a crease. Here is the double team. Jasper Brinkley and Gerald Hodges teaming up on Washington for the double team. That springs Sendejo around the edge. A nice block by Rhett Ellison, and Sendejo is off to the races. He gets a first down. Nearly a touchdown for the Vikings. My favorite special teams play of the season, a fake punt. Hopefully there's more of those in store next season. Okay, that's my five favorite special teams plays of the 2014 season for the Vikings. We thank you for watching all of our film breakdowns throughout the regular season, and we encourage you to stay tuned because as the offseason rolls on, we're going to break down some film of prospective free agents and free agent signings and even from some of the guys who are coming out in the 2015 NFL draft. So please stay tuned.